Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It's 9 o'clock. It is Saturday morning, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is. Also on 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And I feel horrible because I didn't wear red. I got up early. Actually, I almost got up late because I go to the gym before I get to the station, and I was in a rush to get to hop in the shower and get some clothes on and get down to the gym before I come to the station. But anyway, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Interesting holiday is Valentine's Day. I don't know if it's an actual just a Hallmark holiday or if it's it's a Hallmark. you're right. You're right. I mean, it's a great day to give cards and flowers and take your special someone out somewhere. There's a lot of great, and we've got a top 10 list that is around Valentine's Day. I've got a little history of Valentine's Day, but to kind of kick things off, I want to introduce my in-studio guests. We have Marcy Lerner from Stroll Coldstream Magazine. Marcy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, and I see you brought some hired help with you today.
I did. Child labor.
Careful. Now, someone from the city might be listening to this. No, I'm just kidding. So we have, come on, girls, come on up. You can come to the microphone. We're going to let you say hi. We have Marcy's daughter Hannah.
Haley. That one's Haley.
Haley. Come, Haley, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
And then Haley's friend,
Evra.
Okay.
Hi.
There we go. I feel so young because these girls are 14 years old and they're excelling in school, and I understand, Haley, you're supposed to be working out today. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're thinking about working out today? Okay, well, God bless you. At 14 years old, I was just chasing the girls, and I didn't care about, I did. I was playing football back in high school, and, we had a great talk in the green room about relationships and everything else, but we won't get into that because we'll take up the entire show. But I want to also introduce my guest, Rebecca. Now, interesting how this turned out because Rebecca works at Potbelly, right? And
yes.
you're at the
Fountain Square location.
The Fountain Square location, right. So I got an email from one of your marketing folks that, you wanted that Potbelly would like to come to the station and talk a little bit about some menu items. And I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of Potbelly. In fact, my office is in Hyde Park on Grandin Road, and there's a Potbelly like right at Rookwood. And I'll tell you that that prime rib sandwich you guys have, oh, my God, it is so good. And that mac and cheese, holy crap.
Oh, that white cheddar, oh, yeah, it's so addictive.
It hits good.
I'm just saying, okay.
So if you are a Potbelly fan, make sure to go out and grab a sandwich sometime this week. You will not be disappointed. Any Potbelly location throughout the greater Cincinnati area, there's great people. Rebecca, I mean, you're just a breath of sunshine this morning. I mean, you're all perky and happy, and we know we got to get you back to your store so you can finish opening. But you brought us this morning some, and we're on Facebook Live, so we're gonna take a bite of these cookies here. You got some amazing. Tell us about these amazing cookies you brought us.
Yes, so we make them in store, fresh daily, but it's a limited time cookie, so you gotta come get it before it leaves. But we do have other cookies if you want to come and get more, like the oatmeal chocolate chip with no raisins, or the sugar one, or the chocolate one. But this toffee cookie, y'all gotta come
try this
toffee cookie, man.
I'm chewing on it, right? I mean, this is amazing.
Uh-huh, crispy edges and everything, ain't it? Woo! Oh, yeah, I'm trying to tell you, okay?
Okay, if anybody wants to come down to the station, we're down here on 7th Street. We've got plenty of cookies. They'll probably be gone. I think everyone else in the studio is probably going to take these cookies before you leave. But anyway, well, how long have you been with Potbelly?
About 3 years so far.
Wow.
And I love it.
Okay. I can see why. I mean, you get food discounts and... Do you get free food?
Sometimes I get free food, but if I take that meal home, I don't get nothing else. But I try to, try to give it to one of my employees. I try to give it off to them, They deserve it.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. I understand that. So, and I didn't tell you this before we came on come live, but I actually was a restaurant manager for many years. This goes back to my high school, after high school, and soon, like, a couple years after college. So Uno's. I don't know if you've ever heard of Uno's. Mm-mm. Marcia, you know.
The pizza joint.
Yeah. So they had one. Sorry, these cookies are too good. they had a location in Beachmont, at Beachmont Mall. And honestly, I thought it was like working in a big Cheers. You know, remember the show Cheers?
Yeah,
well, most of the listeners for this show will, because this is an oldie station, so I'm sure the listeners know what Cheers is. Cheers is not about just coffee and, you know, yeah, and alcohol. There was a show called
alcohol.
Cheers back in the day. Well, anyway, so, but, you know, it was a great job. It was a lot of fun. Great work in there. Lots of hours. I mean, I will say that, and I know being a restaurant manager, I mean, you've really got to be passionate about it to do it.
You have to love your team, too, I swear. It makes the world go round, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, no, I 100% understand. I mean, if you don't have good people working with you, man, I mean, that just makes your work, you just have to work more.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's, you know, and there is still, I think there still is some good work ethic out there.
Oh,
you know, I think people that, you know, there are still folks that take pride in their work. I can tell that you take pride in what you do. I mean, these cookies are amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm, you know, you're just in such a great mood. I mean, I need to come down and visit you at your store sometime.
For sure. Come see me anytime. I got to give you my free meal that day, you know.
Oh, shoot. I'm there. I gave you my card, so you got my number. So just text me to remind me. Next time I'm downtown, I will certainly stop by the Potbelly. So where is the, give our folks the exact location of where you are down there.
So if you know the square, you know the big fountain on the square right there.
Yeah, Fountain Square, yeah.
We're right behind that, right next to Fifth Third, in case you need to go stop at an ATM to get that money first and then come see us.
There you go. Well, and you know what? In that Fountain Square little area, there's a lot of good stuff down there. I think there's a Grater's Ice Cream down there.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. No, Cervati's is gone, but...
The Davidson is a good one, too, though. And
the
Warren
Davidson.
Steakhouse, yes.
Oh, is that new restaurant?
I don't know if it's new.
I don't know if it's new, but it's a good steak. It's a good steak restaurant, right?
Yes, oh, my goodness. And they're not too expensive, either. I went, like, twice. I love it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, see, I don't get downtown that much. Of course, I'm always on the road. I mean, I pretty much live in my car, you know, driving around. And I'll tell you, this week in real estate has been absolutely bonkers crazy. I'm starting to think, and I've been talking with a lot of agents in my office. We're all thinking that this spring market is going to be absolutely insane because of the activity that we're seeing just right now when it's February. I mean, I put three new homes under contract just this week alone, and I got three new listings this week.
Impressive.
That are going to be on the market. One is on the market. We actually got a showing on it in less than an hour. As soon as it hit the market, boom,
wow.
We got a showing for it. Yeah, well, you know, I think there's a lot of optimism with the real estate market, and we actually have a special guest calling in at 9:30 to talk a little about some things that might help real estate. You know, because one of the big things that is being discussed right now is the elimination of property taxes throughout the state of Ohio. And, you know, we have an election coming up later this year, and that is something that will maybe be on the ballot. And if it is, and that passes, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that need to change. However, you know, I see the benefit of it, right? You know, being a homeowner, I totally see the benefit of eliminating property taxes. However, we've got to have some really good, smart, fiscally minded people in place that if that happens, what's going to be the counterbalance, right? Because if you're talking billions of dollars that's going to be coming off the books, where's that revenue going to come from? And we all know what property taxes pay for, right? Property taxes pay for schools, which I'm sure, you know, you girls are probably straight A students, right?
Yeah.
Darn right. Property taxes pay for police, they pay for fire, they pay for they pay for a lot of the services that we as citizens like to use and need to have, you know, available to us, right, when we call them. So if that is gone, then what? You know, where is that money going to come from? So and we have my weekly and caller, my good friend Bob is... Let me get my... Oops, got to get these. Here we go. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, Sean. I'm doing great. Happy Valentine's Day to you and to Marcy and to Rebecca.
Well, and happy Valentine's Day to you and your family. Marcy is... we're having problems with this. Oh, well. All right. Well, Bob says Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right. Happy Valentine's
Day. Thank you.
So what's going on, my friend? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great. And I'm glad you've got some guests on regarding food, because I want to give you a little Q&A.
Okay.
See how much you remember from when I mentioned this a few weeks ago. When the Japanese people sit down before a meal, what do they say to themselves?
Grace? No?
What do the Japanese people say to themselves when they sit down to a meal?
Oh, I have no idea. What do they say?
Hara hachi bume.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about this last week. Yes, hara hachi bume. Which is, you only eat till you're about 80% full and then stop, right?
Yes, very good.
I remember that. I apologize. I'm getting old and my memory is not the greatest, Bob.
It's okay. Well, I just wondered if you had happened to say that before you personally ate a meal.
You know what? I will be honest. I'll be honest with you. I have thought about that a little bit this week, because I've noticed that my food intake has been a little less this week. Yeah, yeah. Only reason because, you know, I talk about it a lot, you know, my weight loss journey from this past year.
That's exactly right.
I'll be damned if I let myself get back to where I was a year and a half ago. I won't do it.
That's right. Okay, question number two.
Yes, sir.
What percentage do genes, genetic makeup, play in longevity? What percentage?
It was a low number. Was it like 2 or 3%?
15%.
15%. Okay, so it was a low number.
That's right. Despite a study that came out that said they played a huge role, they don't. Now, question three.
Okay.
What is America's biggest health crisis?
Obesity.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've got one last thing, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
I mentioned when I first came on that I met a fellow almost 20 years ago now who changed my life, nutrition-wise.
Of course.
And he will be 104. He's only 103 right now. In a couple weeks.
That's amazing.
And he holds the world marathon record at age 90.
Wow.
So 90 age bracket holds the record. I ran that every step of the way with him too, so it is verified. He taught me, most importantly, how to live a long life, but not just a long life, one that's happy and full of vitality and healthy.
Amen.
And I sent his wife an email this morning, and I just wondered if you'd want him to come on in a couple weeks.
I would love that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether he calls in or you can bring him down to the station, whatever you want to do, Bob, definitely. I'd love to meet the guy and have us, he could talk to my listeners all day about how to live a good long life, because I know that's a lot of us want to do that.
Well, let me see how he's doing, and then I'll let you know next week.
You can call me next week.
maybe the 28th. I'll be out of town.
Okay.
Maybe the 28th.
Well, some way we'll figure it out, Bob. Well, listen, always good to hear from you, my friend. You have a blessed Thanksgiving. Good Lord. Where am I? Valentine's Day. And you take care of yourself, okay?
You too, Sean. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more with Marcy and everything else. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Toast is the number one tribute in the world to the 70s hit band Brad, and they're coming to Landmark Church Saturday, February 21st. With a surprising fidelity rarely heard from a live tribute band, Toast is often described as spot on to the original recordings. Toast will take you back on a journey in time as they perform the hits of Brad. Toast, the ultimate tribute to bread. Saturday, February 21st at Landmark Church, Glendale, Milford Road. Tickets on sale now at landmarkchurchcincinnati.com.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and all over the world on iHeartMedia. Want to give a shout-out to one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick at All Western Mortgage. Rick will be on the show later this month, so if you need any help with mortgage, refinance, or just questions about how to buy a home, of course you ask me first, but then we'll send you to Rick Barrick over at All Western Mortgage. So, Rick, if you're out there, hope you're doing well, buddy, and we'll see you here on the show really, really soon. So, all right, so we've got a top 10 list today, and since today is Valentine's Day, we have a top 10 gifts commonly given on Valentine's Day. You ready for this, Marcy?
This should be great.
You ready for this?
All
right. Well, no, these are actually good things. But you can give me your feedback, obviously, as a woman.
Are you sure?
I don't know, man. I mean, the way we were talking in the green room before we started, I don't know. Anyway, we'll push through here. All right. So number 10, we've got some gift baskets and care packages, like curated snacks, self-care, or themed items. Self-care, like a day at like Mitchell's Spa or something like that.
Okay, all right.
You can hang with that?
I'm down with that. Like, what about some, like, candles and, like, blankets? Throw that in there?
Yeah, I think that might be in here. Let's see. Number 9 are plush toys. Really? Teddy bears and stuff like that? You girls like that stuff now?
This is for adults?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just in general.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's like a thing for kids, I think.
Okay, yeah. The girls are smiling over here, so yeah. That. Personalized gifts like photo books, engraved items, or custom art.
Okay.
You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How about experience gifts like concerts, weekend getaways, or classes together?
Absolutely.
Like okay. So that should have been number one.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
At least in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfume or cologne. Okay. Now, see, I don't need that stuff. Just give me some golf balls. I'm good with that. Number 5, romantic dinner. And I've actually got some romantic dinner spots. So, again, these are the top 10 things. Folks, if you're out there and you need to get something quick for your special someone for today and you forgot about it, that's why I'm here. I'm here to help. I'm here to give you advice and give you some tips. So listen carefully. All right, so romantic dinner, restaurant reservation, or homemade candlelit meal.
There you go.
Which I could easily do that because I'm a hell of a cook. I took cooking classes when I was a kid. When I was 9 years old, and my dad worked downtown. He was a stockbroker. Every Saturday morning, when my dad would come downtown, my mom would take me over to Elder Beerman on 4th Street, and I would learn how to cook.
What?
9, 10 years old. Yeah.
They taught you how to cook at Elder Beerman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. So Greeting cards, that's lame, but it's on here.
Greeting cards.
This actually should probably be, this actually really should be number one. Number three is actually says jewelry. So necklaces, bracelets, rings, or personalized pieces, right? Number two, chocolate and candy. And number one is flowers, especially roses.
Yeah.
So there's your top 10 list. So ladies and gents, if you need to get something for your special someone, there you go. And, you know, I mentioned the romantic dinner. So here are some good spots that you could actually take your special someone tonight if there are actually openings. So there's the Vista at Lytle Park, a private heated Aspen Globes with skyline views available through February 28th. There's B&B Riverboats. The Newport Aquarium has a Sea of Love, a 21, you got to be 21 and over for this, event with cocktails, food, and a silent disco. That's interesting. The Redmore is having a Valentine's Day with just Vince and the fellas. So it sounds like that's going to be like some live music and some food. The UC Health Ice Rink, which that's, you know, obviously downtown. But then you've got some other great, you know, venues like obviously Jeff Ruby's is a great place to go. Prima Vista over there in the Incline District over in Price Hill. So there are some great, great, great events and some things that are out there for you folks to do tonight or today. So enjoy that special someone. And always remember, with your special someone, make sure to tell them I love you. So there we go. All right. So Marcy.
What's up?
So kind of interesting how you and I met. You were posting on social media about this magazine that you are the publisher for. And, you know, as a real estate agent, you know, if I'm not marketing myself, people don't know who I am.
Correct.
And granted, you know, I've got this great vehicle here with the radio show. However, you know, that's not all I need to do. I mean, I need to be all over the place.
Branding.
Branding, exactly. It's branding, branding, branding. So anyway, I was intrigued, though, when I saw your post, because I live in Anderson Township. I have pretty much my entire life. And most of my friends from grade school and high school, I think, still live in the Anderson area. However, I don't think if they live in the area, I don't think they know I'm a real estate agent. So I took a look at what you had to offer, and I'm like, this is a good idea. So tell us about Stroll. Where did the inspiration come to be a magazine editor? And number two, how did you find Stroll Magazine?
Honestly, I mean, it kind of just fell in my lap. For the past, I don't know, 20 years, I've done my own content creation. I've had my own websites doing recipes. And I've just been bored, burnt of doing, you know, the recipes and creating recipes for food brands and food bloggers. Like, I've done it. I've created viral videos.
Wow.
Give me something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just, during COVID, I started helping small business owners, you know, friends of mine trying to navigate like that difficult, like, I mean, what else you want to call it? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because I mean, we were all stuck inside for so long. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then, like, you know, I've got a bunch of friends that own bars and restaurants and trying to figure out like how they can still make money.
Yeah.
So like the growler thing kind of came to fruition, and then you've got like, you can now buy alcohol and go take it with you. You know what I mean? So that became a thing. So I don't know. It just, I've got a passion for helping small business owners and creating content, and kind of this does both of them. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, absolutely it does. And you know, I mean, these magazines, they're pretty much in every community. Am I right?
No.
They're not?
No.
Okay.
The Stroll magazines are in, like, the affluent neighborhood. So, like, I've got one in Coldstream.
Sure.
And then they're trying to do one in Terrace Park. There's Wetherington, Four Bridges, Carriage Hill, like, up in Westchester Basin.
Oh, yeah.
You got Yankee Trace up towards Dayton. You got Triple Crown down in, what is that, like,
That's no,
Union, Kentucky,
yeah, Union,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I don't do Kentucky.
I don't either. I know, and I should probably get my real estate. I should get my license, my Kentucky license, at some point, because, you know. But anyway, that's a different story. So, okay, so this kind of fell in your lap. It's in affluent neighborhoods, and it's an actual print magazine, right?
Yes, actual print magazine. Everyone says print is dead. It is not.
Okay.
The N2 company is actually who I am franchised with, And the amount of growth that this company has had, especially since COVID, is beyond insane. Like, I think they just did like $163 million.
Oh my gosh.
In sales last year. We've got magazines all over the United States.
That's incredible.
All the content comes from the neighbors. So, like, these things are getting read cover to cover. I've got a waiting list already on mine, on the Coldstream magazine, to be on the cover of the magazine.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's insane. Like, the neighbors love the magazine. They support it. The business owners love it because they're supporting the neighbors. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just, it's like a sense of community.
Well, and you know, and I think there's something to be said for that because, you know, again, and again, we were talking about this before the show. I mean, you know, cell phones and everything else. I mean, you know, that granted, you could get a lot of information and you can find anything from, you know, online. However, there's something to be said about having something that is specifically for your community, your little area, and it's people that are in your neighborhood that you, maybe you don't even really know.
Yeah.
Right? So what kind of stories do you normally see in scroll?
It's just anything, whatever they want to share. You know, I'm very passionate about helping businesses and, you know, would like to bring that to the table. I've been in Anderson pretty much my entire life.
Same here.
Haven't left. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you can't get out once you're in. So eventually I would like to do all of Anderson if I can,
yeah.
But it's expensive. You know what I mean? We got to get it paid for. That's why I partner with the businesses to bring the magazine to the neighbors because it's free for the neighbors to receive.
Okay. All right. So and right now you said you have a waiting list. So you are currently...
The waiting list is for neighbors to get on the cover
and I
share
see.
Their story. So on the cover of every magazine is either like a student, a family, a resident. They have to live in Coldstream to be on the cover.
Can you put Haley on the cover?
I cannot. No.
Why not?
Until we got to buy a house.
Haley's
looking. That's my mission.
Haley's
in life.
Eyes just got big. She's like, no.
That's my mission in life.
Well, you know what, Marcy, I think it's great, and you know, and again, in the course of getting to know you a little bit, I mean, I can tell you are a hustler. You work your tail off.
Absolutely.
You know, you do other things which I don't think we'll have time to really get into. But you know, maybe, well, of course I'll have you back on another show and we'll talk more about that. But, yeah, Stroll Magazine, this is great. How can people, we'll get your number and your contact information a little later on, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a special guest, waiting on hold. So we'll get to talk with him. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO where the music is. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour. The greatest hits. July 19th. Riverbend Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour, the greatest hits.
Flu season is just around the corner, and Save Discount Drugs has you covered. I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington. At Save Discount Drugs, we have the updated flu and COVID vaccines available with no appointment necessary. We also offer RSV, shingles, and many other vaccines, usually at no cost to you. Call us today at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs also offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, and we can fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We also offer free deliveries to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Call us today to find out more. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or savediscountdrugs.com.
randomly, people will say, you have a very pretty smile. People I don't even know. It's helped me to build my confidence in my smile. Not that I didn't lack the confidence before, but I didn't realize how much confidence I was lacking. When it comes to cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Peck is at the top of his class.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I am Bonnie Summey, and I love my new smile. I love it.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and all over the place with iHeartMedia. So, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a very special caller this morning, and we got a couple topics, and we mentioned about property taxes, and we have an election coming up. So, wanted to bring on a good friend who can impart some wisdom to you, my listeners, and to all of us. Christopher Smitherman, former Cincinnati City Councilman, are you with us this morning?
I am with you, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. It's good to hear from you again. How are things going this Valentine's Day?
Going well. I'm here at my daughter's swim meet. She swims varsity for Seton. She's senior. And I should just give a complete shout out to the entire Seton team and to you know, the entire coaching staff that got them this far. So
sure.
we wish them, you know, Coach Schaefer and her team to do well today.
Well, I, you know what, you know, God is watching over them, so I'm sure they are going to do very, very well. And of course, you being the dad that you are, you're the super dad. So I can only imagine.
Well, thank you.
I mean, with, you know, with your schedule and being a dad and doing everything else that you do, my friend, God bless you in everything that you do. So, you know, something we're my listeners, and I brought this up at the beginning.
Before we get off, let me just say this.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm smiling. I could do this, everything like this without a great family, the Linneman family, Melissa and Brian Linneman. They keep me together. Their moms keep me together, making sure I'm where I need to be, watching what I need to be watching and taping. So they're probably listening to the show, and I want to give them a shout-out because they make me look good keeping me together for all of these swim meets for all these years.
Well, you know what? It's wonderful to have people like that, you know, that have essentially have your back. You know, I feel that too, because, you know, I've got my mother, I've got some really good friends that, you know, help and support me when, you know, when I need it. And, there's nothing better than having good people in your corner. So yeah, if the Linneman family's out there listening, Chris says hi and God bless you and, hope you're doing well this Valentine's Day. So we talked a little bit at the beginning of the show and wanted to get your insight on this property tax thing that's been going around. And there's so much talk about, you know, eliminating property taxes and how it's going to be accounted for if this does happen, which, you know, doesn't seem likely. But what are your thoughts on this, Christopher?
Well, I don't think we're going to eliminate property taxes. Let me say that.
Sure.
But I like the conversation because our property taxes aren't fair.
No, they're not.
For example, we have seniors who are paying, you know, very high property taxes. You and I know, I don't know if the percentage is 65 or 70%. If you live in the city of Cincinnati, of your taxes go to the Cincinnati public school system, but you have no kids in the system.
Right.
And you and I know that, you know, as a family, they've paid their house off. They've lived there 30 years. Their children are grown. Maybe one of the spouses has passed away. They're on a fixed income now, and their property taxes continue to go through the roof. And we've got people who are losing their property, their home, which is where still most Americans have their wealth, and they're transferring it to the next generation,
right,
being taken from them because of high property taxes. So
yeah.
I like the discussion, Sean. I don't think the elimination of property taxes is the right answer, but I think the way we administer the property taxes, we have to have that discussion in this country.
I 100% agree with you, and I know that there were some bills that were passed in Columbus to try and assist with keeping property taxes from getting out of control, because it seems like that's kind of, we're going down that road, and I don't necessarily think that, in my opinion, that the politicians are really taking this stuff really too seriously, especially when you kind of see some of the things that, you know, City Hall is doing with their ridiculous spending on things.
That part of it, Sean, just frustrates just us. For example, when we think about the stadium deals.
Yeah.
Right? We know the 1996 stadium deal was a terrible deal for Hamilton County residents. And we bared, meaning property tax owners, you know, we carried the weight of really making, the Brown family, the Bengals team, very, very wealthy with a very lucrative deal.
Yeah.
And why should somebody who's 80 years old bear that burden? Right.
Correct.
That's just not fair to them. And I also want to say that most middle-class families can't even afford to take four people to a Bengals game anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be where you and I could go down and take a Reds game in. The Reds tickets are still fair. You can still get in the Reds stadium. I have to tell them that, you know.
Yeah.
You might not be in the best seats, but you can still take in the game.
Well, sure.
Where the Bengals, the football team, man, those tickets are so expensive, but our property taxes are outrageous related to the stadium.
You're absolutely 100% correct. And if I'm not mistaken, the rollback that we were supposed to have been, we were promised by him from Hamilton County, that actually got pulled back a lot. I think it was supposed to be a 30% rollback, and I think, what, it's like a 2 or 3% rollback now?
That's correct.
See, and that...
It's amazing. I mean, that part, a lot of voters don't understand how they absolutely reneged on what they told us they were going to do in that deal. Meaning the sweetest part of the deal was the 30% reduction.
Yeah.
And they've even taken that away.
Well, and right, and what makes it even worse is that that's going to make it harder for me in my job.
Yes.
Because as you know, when we try to sell a home, you know, a potential home buyer is going to look at the property taxes and say, are you kidding me? So not only do I have to, I mean, property tax payments are getting to be just about as much or more as a car payment per month. And
absolutely. You know, let me just say this, and I know it's obvious, but there are a lot of people who might not understand this little detail. When they go out and get a 15-year mortgage or a 30-year mortgage, and they get a fixed rate, let's say at 4%,
yeah,
that never changes, right, for the loan.
Right.
But their monthly payments over the years continue to go higher. There's still people out there that think that the bank is increasing their loan when it's property taxes,
it's property
the discussion
tax
you and I are having. And it's directly tied to the November election.
Yes.
When you see these ballot initiatives that are in front of you, whatever they are, where they're saying it's a renewal or some type of tax increase, we are self-medicating ourselves when we're voting for all of these property tax increases, when people are saying it's just a renewal or I'd like to add a new tax to your property taxes. We all need to stop and pause, Sean, on how we're voting on some of these things going forward in November, because we also are to blame. Even though 65% of my property taxes are Cincinnati public schools, right? There's still another big slice of it that we should be having discussions about that typically come up on the November ballot. And I think we don't do a good job as a public really sorting through what we should be voting yes and no on.
Well, and you make a good point, Christopher, because I think a lot of folks just, you know, they're more apt to just listen to what somebody tells them. And then they just say, okay, well, if the mayor says we need to vote for this, okay, well, I'll just listen to what the mayor says. You know, and I think that happens that happens almost pretty much in every election. You know, to actually sit down and read what each of these ballot initiatives are and what they're actually saying, right? I mean, you can vote for, I mean, people are different. I mean, you basically listen to whoever lies the least and then vote for that person. Sorry about that. But But when it actually comes to, you know, because again, you're right. I mean, we're talking about basically we're giving ourselves permission, or we're saying, yes, I want to spend more money for whatever project or whatever tax or whatever, you know, levy or whatever that's coming down the pike on these on the ballots. And yet on the flip side of that coin, we vote yes for this, but then on the backside, we complain that, oh my gosh, I'm paying this how much more now? Right? So again,
exactly.
it's an education thing. And, you know, to my listeners out there, you know, understand that, you know, when you see something that, or you know that something is going to come on the ballot, okay, don't listen to the media. Don't listen to your friends or whoever. Go read it for yourself. And then make an educated decision, and that's the key word, educated decision, on whether or not you think that levy or that increased tax or that renewal or whatever, because it may be a renewal, but if it's a renewal, it's still going to be what? It's still going to be maybe a little bit higher than what it was previously. Is that
exactly?
Exactly.
And the other thing I want to share in this, Sean, is just because you're a renter, a lot of renters, I mean, the majority of people in the city are renters, they believe that they are not paying these taxes. The landlord is going to pass on these costs to your rent. That's why your rent is going higher.
Right.
They're not going to eat the cost. So if Rumpke comes in and says, hey, this year I'm going to charge you $500 a year to pick up your trash, and last year it was $300, that $200 increase is going directly to the four family there, split four different ways. So I want the renter to know you are in this too. You are paying these costs. The landlord is not going to eat the cost. As his or her costs go higher, they're passing on that cost to the renter. I say that because I talk to renters every once in a while, and they believe that they're not connected to the conversation that you and I are having this morning.
You know what? And you're 100% correct. And actually, that's going to lead into my next segment here after the break, talking about rent versus buy, because I have some questions for people out there. And I know in my listening audience, I've got not only renters, but I've also got homeowners. So hey, listen, my friend, we've got to take a break. But listen, happy Black History Month to you, my friend. My love to you.
Thank you so much. I want to say something in 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
This voter ID piece thing, Sean,
yes.
I just want the public to know that I support it.
I do, too.
This notion that African Americans don't know where the DMV is, don't know how to get a state ID, don't use IDs everywhere across the United States of America. The Democratic Party is trying to scare their base into thinking that in some way this is a poll tax, you know, like the Southern old poll taxes that, by the way, the Democratic Party or the Dixiecrats put on African Americans. Having identification is a process in any democracy to know that legal people are voting in your election. And I have no problems with saying you have to have an ID. And that, to me, is my Black History Month note.
God bless you, my friend, and I 100% agree with you. Well, listen, Christopher.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. My love to you and your family, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, live in concert.
Listen to the metal and
the rain. The Indigo Park Tour.
Over
April 9th at Taft
Theater.
Performing selections from his new album and other favorites. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com or the Taft Theater box office. Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers.
Beal Brothers Jewelers have been taking pride in being a family-owned and operated business for 100 years at the same location in Newport, Kentucky. Beal Brothers Jewelers are dedicated to meeting each of their customers' needs, specializing in bridal jewelry, diamonds, mountings, wedding bands, watch and jewelry repairs, and cleaning, plus custom orders. Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they will be able to assist in satisfying your jewelry needs. If you like a trusted and respected appraisal on your jewelry, visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street, Newport, Kentucky, or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431, or visit BealBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beal's Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at BudHerbertMotors.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on iHeartRadio. So it was great to have Christopher call in and give us some of his wisdom. And, you know, Christopher and I have been, you know, we're good friends. And Christopher, good luck today with your daughter at Seton in the swim meet. Hopefully you get to take a nap this afternoon, maybe get a little rest. You know, he brought up a good point right before the break about renting. And, you know, as a real estate agent, you know, obviously, you know, I try to help people buy homes. I mean, obviously I can help people if they're looking to rent as well. However, one of the things I really like to talk about when it comes to rent versus buy is that, you know, renting a home while it is, or an apartment, is maybe good for a specific period of time. But the biggest challenge that I personally feel and like to tell people is, you know, you're not building anything. You're not building any wealth for yourself when you rent. However, there are instances where renting is needed. It is necessary. So I wrote a blog and I printed this blog off. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the rent versus buy. Now, I call it the rent versus buy calculator 2026. Five questions that will change your mind, right? So, you know, because, you know, you've probably run the numbers a dozen times, plugged your income into online calculators, compared monthly rent to potential mortgage payments, and still feel like you're missing something important. So here's the thing. Most rent versus buy calculators focus on the wrong questions, right? So the real game changers aren't about monthly payments or down payment amounts. They're about the deeper questions that most people never ask themselves until it's too late. So I'm going to dive into five questions, okay? And if you folks are, you know, hopefully you guys are taking some notes here out there that could potentially shift how you think about your housing decision in 2026. So question one, how long will you actually stay? Not how long you think you want to, right? This isn't about your five-year plan or where you hope to be someday. This is about reality. Here's what most people get wrong. They base their decision on ideal scenarios instead of looking at their current actual track record. If you've moved three times in the past 5 years, what makes you think you'll suddenly plant roots for the next decade? So here's the reality check. The average American moves every 7 to 10 years. Remote work has made job-related moves less common, but lifestyle moves are more frequent. Economic uncertainty means more people are keeping their options open. So questions to ask yourself. What caused your last three moves? Are those factors still present in your life? Is your current job stable, or are you in a growing, changing industry? And are you planning major life changes? So getting married, having kids, career pivot in the next 2 to 3 years. So that's question one. And your pro tip for that is if you're not 80% confident you'll stay put for at least 5 years, renting probably makes more financial sense, even if the monthly numbers favor buying. Okay? Now, question number two. Can you handle the real cost of homeownership? It's not just the mortgage, right? So let's get real about homeownership actually costs in 2026. Your mortgage payment is just the beginning. The hidden costs everyone underestimates, right? So maintenance and repairs, and that one nasty two-word phrase that we just talked about, property taxes. They increase faster than inflation sometimes. So even though we've got those bills that were passed in Columbus to help mitigate some of that, they still haven't taken effect yet. So that's something, obviously, property taxes is huge. Insurance. Homeowners insurance has jumped 20% in many areas over the past 2 years. Utilities, you're now responsible for all of them. HOA fees, right? So HOA fees can be anywhere from $200 to $400 depending on where you live. And then, you need to have an emergency fund. You should have 3 to 6 months of total housing costs saved if you're planning to buy. So, but the renter's hidden advantage here is when your AC breaks in July, you call the landlord. When you own, you call the repair company and hand over $3,000. So there's that's an advantage to being a renter versus a homeowner. So do this math exercise. Take your potential monthly mortgage payment, add 25 to 30% for maintenance, taxes, insurance, and utilities. Compare that to your current rent, including any utilities you pay. And are you still feeling good about buying a home? And if you can answer yes, then give me a call or give any agent or give your favorite agent a call. All right. Question three, what will your rent look like in 5 years? This actually might shock some of you. All right. Here's where the long-term math gets pretty interesting. While homeowners lock in their principal and interest payments, renters face annual increases. So here's the 2026 rent increase reality. National average rent increases 3 to 5% annually. In high growth areas, that's 5 to 8% annually. So you're looking at cities like Memphis, which is huge right now, exploding, Denver, Colorado, a couple of cities as an example. So your $2,000 rent today becomes $2,653 in 5 years at a 5% annual increase. Over 10 years, that same rent hits $3,257 over the course of 10 years. Think about that. But here's the flip side. As a renter, you also have flexibility. If your area gets too expensive, you can move. If the local job market tanks, you're not stuck with a mortgage in a declining market. So questions to consider. How rapidly are rents rising in your specific area? Now, I do know that in Cincinnati, Cincinnati has one of the highest percentage rate rent increases over the past several years. And I don't know if people knew that, but that is a true statistic and it's out there. Do you have the flexibility to relocate if costs get out of control? Are you in a rent stabilized area or subject to market rate increases? So as many of you know, Cincinnati, rents here are on the rise. One of the big things about our city, too, is that Cincinnati is still relatively affordable compared to some of our sister cities that are in the Midwest. So I think a lot of that tends to lead to these increases because more people want to live in this area. But there's also, in a lot of cases, the lack of buyable inventory, right, in terms of houses that are actually for sale. But there's always new apartment buildings going up all over the place, right? So that also is something to factor in. So question four. Are you prepared for market volatility? Obviously, 2026 is not 2020. And back then, during the height of the pandemic with COVID and everything, people were jumping all over each other trying to get into homes, spending $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, even more, $70,000, $80,000 over the asking price. And what was crazy to me is that those people actually brought that money to the table, the appraisal gap coverage thing. And look, in my opinion, folks, that again, this is my opinion, that is the absolute dumbest thing that anybody could ever do. That's like going to a car lot, you have a $20,000 car, and you're telling the guy, I'll give you $30,000 for it. Why would you spend the additional money to buy an asset that's not worth that much? That does not make any sense to me. You do understand and realize that if you spend that amount of money over and over the price of a fixed asset, that how many years it's going to take you to recoup that money. Even at a 3% annual growth of real estate appreciation, which is the national average, you do realize it's going to take a long time for you to recoup that money. And what if you have a life event and you have to sell that house? And this is starting to happen because it's only been 3-4 years ago. If you're now having to sell your house and you spent way over asking value or the market value for that house, you've lost thousands of dollars. So again, I understand why people wanted to get into homes back then because, you know, there was a severe lack of inventory and nobody wanted to sell. But now some people are starting to reap the whirlwind with that, so to speak. So anyway, that's just, didn't mean to get off on a tangent there, but that's just how I feel about that stuff. Okay. So are you prepared for market volatility? The housing market of 2026 looks nothing like the wild ride of 2020 to 2022. So here's what we need to know. Interest rates have stabilized but remain higher than pandemic lows. Home appreciation has slowed a little bit. Inventory is more balanced, so now it's becoming more of a it's not as much of a seller's market now. It's a little more balanced. So home prices are starting to stabilize and come down. But cash buyers still represent about 25 to 30% of purchases. So what does this mean for you? Your home might appreciate 3 to 5% annually, like I mentioned. You're not racing against dozens of other buyers on every house, which is a good thing because most people don't want to get into a bidding war. But you're also not building equity as rapidly as buyers did 2 to 3 years ago. So, again, and though didn't get to every question, but those are some good thoughts for you to all think about going forward as we get into 2026 and the spring market when real estate really starts to get busy. So, want to thank my guests today, Marcy. Thank you for coming in. And
thanks,
Rebecca, you're welcome. Rebecca with the cookies. I'm going to leave those here for everyone else coming in. They're going to enjoy them. And girls, thank you for coming in today. Thanks for being patient with us old folks. And Chris Smitherman, thank you for calling in. And I want to thank everyone. Have a great weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll see you all next week on the Did You Know Real Estate Show.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.